In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Saint Joseph, Blessed Yolanda, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Franciscan order, we celebrate Blessed Yolanda. We offer this votive mass today also in honor of Saint Joseph. Blessed Yolanda was a daughter of one of the kings of Hungary. And when her older sister, Kunigunda, was sent to Poland to marry one of the dukes of Poland, she went along with her at the age of 5 so that her sister could finish her education. And when she finally reached the marrying age, she was married off to Boleslaus, who later on became king of Poland. And she was not at all attracted to the life of royalty, you know, the materialism and such. And she desired to use her position of authority and the wealth that she had in order to do good to her subjects. So she convinced her husband that the best thing for them to do was to build hospitals, orphanages, and things like that. So she was like the head of the Department of Charity, you might say, of the kingdom. And so well did she influence her husband that he obtained the title after his name of Boleslaus the Pious, because he did so many good things. And he eventually died at a young age and left her a widow. And she and her third daughter went off to the convent and started to live as poor Clare nuns. And the thing that always comes out in her life is her love of poverty. And that seems to be kind of a big interest in the world today right now, with Pope Francis being the Holy Father and everybody seeing his simplified life. And there is a rumor that he's going to write an encyclical on poverty, on the virtue of poverty. That seems that maybe God in his wisdom has chosen Pope Francis as a man to kind of stand as a witness in our materialistic age, which is so enamored with riches and with things, that God maybe is using Pope Francis to call to mind the importance of spiritual poverty. And poverty, not for the sake of poverty, because that's not a virtue. To make yourself poor just to be poor is not the virtue. To make yourself poor for love of Christ, or to make yourself poor, or to, you might say, to impoverish yourself so that you can enrich others, is where the virtue and the nobility of that poverty lies. That's the whole reason why St. Francis embraced the life of poverty, was because it was Christ himself who became poor so that we could become rich. And since our Lord denied himself so many things that you might say, if you could look at it that way, that he denied himself all the beauty and all the splendor of heaven so that he could come and live with us poor creatures in this life on earth, which is poverty compared to the life of heaven. You know, it's like coming to live in a slum when you've been in heaven. And of course, our Lord didn't leave heaven in one sense, but he did allow himself in a human nature to deprive himself of all those things. You know, he didn't have angels come and air condition him every day, you know, and keep him cool or feed him. Only on one occasion or two did the angels come and minister to him in a way that was extraordinary. But most of the other times, he lived a life, you know, that angels didn't come and do his woodworking for him or whatever. He did it all, those things. He embraced the life of poverty. This, he denied himself many things so that he could enrich us and so that he could You might say he lived without many things that he could have enjoyed, but didn't, for love of us. And so the poverty that we want to look at as being a virtuous thing is not being enamored with this world that we become so wanting to acquire everything, want to have more of this. And now there's nothing wrong with wanting to increase your lot. If you have one cow, get two or ten. But this idea in the world today that we have is that it's like the monopoly mentality. If we want to have everything on, we want to grab everything and just keep, you know, as much as we can grab and keep pulling it in and acquire as much of this wealth as we can because it's our security blanket, we think, you know. And we can see that, it was kind of, someone recently told me that there's two different gas stations on an intersection. They're both owned by the same company, but they have different names on them. Now, if you were to go to that intersection and see that there was two gas stations with the same name on them, you'd say, wow, what a pig he is. But he doesn't want you to know what a pig he is, so he changes one of the names on the gas station, so you think you're buying from his competitor when he's the same person. That is greed. That is not being, that's the kind of lack of virtue of poverty where you think you have to own everything on that corner. That's the kind of mentality of our world today that we need to impoverish ourselves of. You know, we don't have to own everything. We don't have to be the only gas station in town. We don't have to be the only car company in the country. Competition is not a sin, according to, you know, John D. Rockefeller, who thought that somebody competing against him was a sin. That's not the sin. The sin is where you think you have to be the top dog in everything and own everything and everybody works for you. This is where we need to learn that this idea of sharing that we learned as little kids, you know, we should have learned it, but I guess some people don't. But, what Blessed Yolanda and the saints have always understood is that we've been given things. Maybe you have been given a position of wealth, but that wealth is not just meant for you to sit on it. It's to be used to help you to acquire virtue and to practice charity and to use it to help others in some way or another. That doesn't seem to be, we wouldn't have these billionaires or multi-billionaires if they had that mentality. You cannot take it with you in a material form. If you want to take it with you to the grave, the only thing you're going to be able to take with you is your good works that you did with it. That's what is important to know. And so hopefully as Pope Francis continues to guide the church, that he will exhibit and teach not only people outside the church, but within the church, the importance of spiritual poverty. That even sometimes, you know, maybe bishops and priests, as pastors or as spiritual guides, we sometimes are afraid to preach the truth because we're afraid of losing the income that might come if we offend and tell our parishioners something that they don't want to hear. Or maybe we're too much attached to this world's goods that we're afraid of losing our income tax exempt status because we think that, oh, that's more important than preaching the gospel. But that's, in one sense, that's a form of not practicing spiritual poverty. The ways of the world, you know, we should not be so enamored with the world that we're not afraid to lose something of it, if it means choosing the gospel or choosing the life of riches or luxury or comforts that we have. This is where we need to look to the saints and to Our Lady. Saint Joseph and Our Lady lived in poverty. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that they were like welfare recipients. It means that Saint Joseph lived a life that he wasn't intending to increase his lot in life. If he had one cow, or he had one mule, or whatever, that's all he intended to have. He wasn't looking to increase his wealth, which was not a bad thing if he wanted to, but But that was not his lot. That wasn't what our Lord asked him to do. Our Lord asked him and Our Lady to live the life of poverty, to live with what you needed, and to accept that as their lot. And so they lived that life, and they lived it very happily. And they never were in want or in dire need. God took care of them. And we need to look to Saint Joseph, who was that wise and prudent man who provided for his family, but he did it in simplicity, he did it with frugality, and he did it with great charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.